This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A crazy story. Why'd you guys just? I like it. I like the story, but it's a weird one. This is a weird one. And I'm gonna tell you, as I was reading this story, it always, as most things do, It makes me think of leftism. Yeah, this story comes from China. China. Yeah, there's an investigation that says the scientists behind the birth of two babies whose genes had been edited in hopes of making them resistant to the AIDS virus, acted on his own, quote, for personal fame and profit, and he will be punished for violating regulations. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Yeah, the Chinese are mad because this guy, he made some AIDS-resistant babies. I don't know if it worked, but you know, people have been working on making the golden children. You know, these children that you can say, I want my child to be fast. I want my child to jump higher than anybody, to run longer than, you know, these bionic kids, these biologically engineered kids. Why not? I mean, we're engineering everything else. China. Let me tell you something. If this happened in the United States, leftists would be investing. They would be sinking their money, and Zuckerberg would be sinking his money. How can I make these biologically superior engineers and make them come to work for Facebook or Google or Apple? I was talking to my youngest son. He's always talking about, yeah, so-and-so's got an iPhone 10. You know, he's only like 15, whatever. And I'm thinking, I don't know whose parents would buy some kid a $1,000 phone. Are you kidding me? But he's telling me, and I said, hey, because I talked about this gap between, you know, teachers, I mean, our generation and our kids. And I said, who knows what, think about the technology gains just in your phone. I said to my son, I said, by the time you are talking to your kids, the cell phone is going to have a stun gun. It's going to have a laser debilitator. You know, if somebody bothers you, you just hit a button and just shocks the crap out of them. I said, you may not even carry it in your hand. It'll just be implanted. You know, who knows what? Just try to take yourself into the vision of the future and ask yourself, what are these kids going to experience? And by the way, you're going to be picking the gender of your child. You're going to pick his attributes. Well, I'd like him to be a brainiac, but I'd also like him to be able to outrun Usain Bolt. That's going to cost you, Mr. Jackson. It's okay. My dad left me a lot of money. That chance. Anyway, I don't know what they're going to face, but I'm telling you, what could they think about? Okay, let's look at what our TVs used to be. I had a console TV when I was a kid. It was a big console TV, and you couldn't touch it. When you were a kid, you couldn't touch it. The only person who could touch that TV was the man or the woman of the house. And they knew when you were messing with it. Sometimes they'd set a trap. My grandfather would turn it on a certain channel, and if you didn't turn it back, he knew you'd mess with it. Who messed with TV? That's why I put on channel 2. But now, TVs are flat screens. When it's not in use, it's an aquarium. You know what I'm saying? When you don't want it to do that, it's playing music for ambiance. I mean, that's just one TV. And God forbid you only have one TV in your house. Please. What are you, poor? The kids today say, you're poor. By the way, what is poor? Because all these kids now have flat screen TVs. They all have cable. They all have video games. They have clothes. They eat routinely. They have a place to stay. So it's okay. You know, their electricity bill gets paid. I mean, what is poor? You know, there's a kid at when my kid was in school, this little boy carries a $100 bill. You know, he'll like, hey, I got a $100 bill. And then he teases the kids that only have a 20. Look, you're poor. Really? Now, I'm just saying, I don't know what these kids are going to have. What else could we produce for them? Memory. I'm looking at a terabyte of disk storage on my desk that's in the size of something, just a little bit bigger, just about the size of a cell phone. It's got a terabyte, maybe 2 terabytes. I have to look at it. But it's got a lot of memory. That memory, when I was a kid, made up an entire building. I believe that kind of memory is going to fit on a head of a needle, okay? And you'll have terabyte. You'll have gig. What's bigger than a terabyte? Femtobyte. You'll have femtobytes of memory that you just carry around. It'll have your entire life on a thumb drive of some kind. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just giving you an idea. I haven't even thought about futuristic stuff in quite some time, but I'm just telling you that's what I foresee. Anyway, get back to this Chinese guy. Confirming the burst, the official at Xinhua News Agency said that investigators in the southern province of Guangdong determined that Dr. He Jingkui organized and handled funding for the experiment without outside assistance in violation of national guidelines. The university that he, and that's his name, worked for, said he had been fired. The scientist sparked global controversy in November when he announced in a YouTube video that he had successfully used the gene editing technology known as CRISPR, Cas9, to alter the embryonic genes of twin girls born that month. One of the mothers gave birth to the twins nicknamed Lulu and Nana, named them after old grandmothers. Another woman is still carrying a gene-edited fetus. And all three, they say, are going to remain under observation. So the Chinese aren't going to kill them, but they're going to remain under observation. But in the meantime, this man, Dr. He Jingkui, he's in big trouble because he's playing around with nature. But here, this is the inevitability of things, folks. You're going to go to, what do they call these things? You know, cyborgs or artificial intelligence beings. And so in order to compete with that in the human race, we're going to have to improve ourselves. We're going to have to become resistant to death, whether it's Ebola or the hantavirus or whatever. We're going to have to become resistant to it in order to compete with these guys. We're going to have to expand our minds in ways we've never believed. We're going to have to become computers of a sort. We're going to have to always be able to outthink these artificial intelligence machines. And I'm telling you, there are many people that believe we're not going to be able to keep up. We're all going to be gone. Don't worry about it. We got nothing to worry about. But boy, our kids and grandkids are going to have some very interesting times. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to introduce you to a leftist who wanted swim lessons. I want to talk about Tom Arnold just a bit. Trust me, it's interesting. It's worth us going over. And finally, maybe we'll get to this teacher strike, because I find it interesting that California has all these teachers striking. Aren't they supposed to be in utopia?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've been wanting to talk about this stupid story for so long. And it happened about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, something like that. And we didn't get to it, but it's so relevant because it falls in line with this nonsense of just how entitled people are, how they don't, there's no... You know, nobody cares about people's feelings or emotions when they're talking to them. It's just like, yeah, do this, do that, yeah. And I don't know, maybe I have too much empathy. You know, I'm feeling for the other person as the conversation is going along. And even if it's not funny, I'm the guy that'll kind of chuckle. Yeah, you know, because I don't want them to feel bad. Now, I'm not telling you I do that all the time, but I'm just saying there are times when I do. Who am I? I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. But this story has been on my plate for a while. My producers found it. And it is essentially a lady that demands swimming lessons, and I call her the Obama lady. That's what I titled the segment. And here's what she writes. Hello, you are the lady who teaches swimming, right? I got your number from Sanjita. Can you teach my son also? And the swimming teacher responds back, yes, sure. The lady then says, she said she offered to pay, but it is free. Is that true? I can't pay. This is at 10:11. At 10:20, The lady goes, free, right? At 10:41, the woman says, I can't pay. I am a single mom. At 10:57, she says, hello. At 11:05, she says, please reply. At 11:20, she puts two question marks. And at 11:30, she says, hello, ter, meaning there. She meant to put there. At 11:35, this is an hour and 25 minutes after the last response of the swim teacher, she says, hey, yes, they are free. I am in office. I won't be able to respond right away. That's what she responded at 11:35, an hour and 25 minutes after her last response. At 11:35, immediately after the lady responds, the woman requesting free swim lessons says, wow, that's rude. I want to know what time today I should bring my son to the pool. She then sent in a text message at 11:36. The woman responds back at 11:59. I'm sorry, but today I already informed everyone that I wanted to swim alone today. I will message you the next time I am teaching, probably after 3 days. And then the continuation of that message, I usually teach the kids from 3 to 5 p.m. That was at noon. Then the lady at 12:01 text, can I come at 1 today? Can you come at 1 today and teach him? 1 to 3 is more warm than 3 to 5. I know you have flexible timing. Can you reply? And then at 12:06, she writes, can you reply faster? The lady replies at 12:07. I can't teach at 1 because of work. It's already past 12, and today I really feel stressed, and I need to blow off some steam. I don't want to teach today. I already told everyone that. From next time, I will inform you also. At 12:07, the same minute, the woman responds back, that's not fair. I already told him he can go swimming today. At 12:08, give me one reason to tell him, else he is going to cry. And the woman responds back at 12:11, I'm not teaching today. 2, I already canceled. I can't uncancel with everyone this late. 12:12, that's even better. You can teach him alone. Those brats got free classes for a month. You need to make up for that with my son. That was her message a minute after. At 12:13, the teacher writes back, what? 12:13, the same minute, she says, I can't teach just for your son. 12:13, the woman writes back, why not? He has anxiety issues. You have to teach him alone. She then writes back at 12:15, I am not a certified trainer. I don't want to be responsible for the safety of a kid with anxiety in a pool with depth twice his size. I think you should get someone else. Then the lady writes back at 12:16, when I say anxiety, I don't mean like that. He just doesn't like other kids. Oh, Lord. I was dying. I mean, come on. Let me ask you this. At this point, do you even care? Are you even responding back to this chick? I'm just telling you, I'm watching this woman go back and forth on this message, and I'm thinking to myself, you're a saint. Anyway, 12:17, the woman wanting the lesson says, just teach him exclusively for 1 month. After that, you can put him with everyone. They got more classes than him. It's not fair. Then at 12:19, she says, so you start teaching him from tomorrow at 1. It is better to be out of the pool by 3. That way no one gets sick. 12:20, also, he doesn't have goggle. Bring an extra pair tomorrow or let him use yours until I buy one. I'm not kidding, folks. Here's what the woman writes back at 12:21. I can't swim daily. If I go swimming today, it will be at least 2 days before I swim again, and I'm not going to teach anyone exclusively. 12:21, same minute. Wow, you are such a selfish bleep. He is just a kid. Don't you have any heart? I'm a single mom, and I already told him. 12:24, so? 12:25, tomorrow at 1? 12:28, I can see that you have seen my messages. 12:29. I throw him in the pool tomorrow at 1. If something happens to him, you are responsible. 12:32. Whatever, you are probably a lousy teacher. 12:47. You are such a nasty, horrible person. My son doesn't this. She messed up. I don't know what I did to deserve this. Why is everyone so selfish and unhelpful these days? 12:49. You have flexible timings. You work less hours than me. You earn more than me. Those bleep are rich enough that they can afford to get a swimming instructor, but no, they only want free stuff that my son needs. You are so privileged. This is 12:53. You are so privileged that you don't need money. You bleep refuse money that people are all ready to pay. They are ready to give money and you don't need money. Do you know how much I need that money? I'm a single mom. I'm a single mom. You should get the money from them and give it to me. You are privileged. You should give it to me. I need it more than you. If you won't teach my son alone, then you should at least give the money to me. Reply me. I can see that you read this message. Bleep. Yeah. That's it. That's an exchange between a single mother of a child that she wants to have swimming lessons free, that a lady is graciously giving her time. What is the net of all of this, people? The net of it is very simple. You cannot please a leftist. I don't care what you do. You could give away your services. They want more, and you cannot give them any more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline. U.S. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow tells Fox News, "We haven't seen these numbers since the late 1960s.
So they dropped from 212,000 to 199,000. That's a 13,000 drop. Any good Wall Street economist will tell you how important that number is as a leading indicator.
Two procedural votes to open the U.S. government both failed in the U.S. Senate. One of the bills was put forth by Democrats, the other by Republicans. Lawmakers are off tomorrow, so the partial government shutdown will continue at least until Monday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News he knows an easy way, though, that this whole problem could be solved, and it begins in the House with Nancy Pelosi.
President Trump has said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms. He put DACA on the table.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Tom Arnold. In the news, you know who Tom Arnold is, the guy who says he's got the tapes on Trump, and they gave this man a TV show to find the tapes on Trump. What was the name of that show? Do you guys remember? I don't even remember. Oh, my goodness. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. Who am I? My name's Kevin Jackson, and I'm glad you guys are here. And here's why this Tom Arnold, I have zero interest in this man except he picked on Donald Trump. And Donald Trump dismissed him. Donald Trump threw this man a lifeline. The people that went on Celebrity Apprentice, almost every one of them, their careers are over. It's like, what's this, Big Brother or something, one of these shows. You know, these reality shows where your career is stale, you know, it's stalled. So somebody goes, you want to go on a reality show and act a fool? Okay, how much? So they go on these shows, and Tom Arnold gets to go on Celebrity Apprentice. It's rebuilt people's careers. Omarosa didn't even have a career. She was just on The Apprentice. She wasn't on Celebrity. But I'm telling you, it's like being on a Shark Tank. You know, you have a product. Win or lose, whether your product gets a deal or not, you get notoriety and you probably do better. Your life should improve if you've been on Celebrity Apprentice. And it didn't improve for Tom Arnold. Many of these people that Donald Trump brought in and said, I'm going to give you a lifeline, a second chance, and they blew it. And you know who they want to blame? They want to blame Trump. They want to make money off of Donald Trump. Omarosa. What's Omarosa doing now? I don't know. Do you? My bet is you don't know, number one. And I'll make you a second number. I'll give you a number two. You don't care. You don't know and you don't care. I don't know how you guys feel. Loyalty is important to me. Loyalty. I'm loyal to a fault. I've passed over better deals, stuck with people who really couldn't get it done because I knew they were trying and they would be loyal to me versus somebody who just saw me as a, you know, like, hey, he's a brand, I'll do it. And that group probably could have done better, but I didn't trust them. I didn't feel like they'd be loyal. I felt like we'd be in a part-time situation here. Hollywood doesn't lend itself to loyalty. Donald Trump is a guy who built his businesses, and he built it on loyalty. Then he entered into a career, a secondary part of that career with the Celebrity Apprentice, where people don't care. You're a businessman where you depend on people. They become your right-hand man, right-hand woman, right-hand person, whatever you want to call it. And you say, go do a job, I trust you, and they come back and you just want an update. You don't want to have to second guess. In Hollywood, you're second guessing all the time. You're second guessing your agent. You're second guessing the people that handle your money. I saw a thing where it said, Billy Joel is broke. I don't know if that's the case, but I saw, and one of the things, it was another entertainer who's friends with Billy Joel saying, I don't want to end up like Billy Joel, where I've got all this stuff and I'm broke. Remember this crazy chick, Alyssa Milano? My manager ripped me off. Gary Coleman. I mean, there are horror stories in Hollywood where these managers, you know, have power of attorney, whatever, and they're ripping these people off. I mean, or you get somebody that wants to, you know, they pretend they want to represent you, but they're representing somebody else, and they're giving the better roles to them. I had that problem with my very first PR person when I got into this business. She was so hell bent on being a star herself and making her husband a star that she was ruining my career to do it and doing it behind my back. I know these people very well. Anyway, I say all this to bring to the attention of Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold, the only thing Tom Arnold has done outside of a little bit of time on Roseanne, where I thought he was funny, and the movie True Lies, he's done nothing before that was recognizable, nothing since, and now he's become he's the Michael Avenatti of Hollywood. And now he's splitting from his wife of 10 years. Ashley Grouseman's her name. And here's why I bring this up. The people that buck Trump, the people that have said, you know, he's crazy, the anti-Trumpers, he's deranged, he's this, he's that, he's never should be elected. This, to a person, they're almost all in worse shape than before. I want you to consider, the economy is doing well. Stock market's doing well. Everybody's, you know, that sort of pro-Trump, that, you know, that believed in his policies and the things that were going to work, they're doing well. Look, I can't speak for you. I know me, I'm not going to tell you, I personally am, you know, I'm not rolling in it, right? I'm not out buying fancy cars and, you know, big houses. I'm trying to get my house sold and get out of a rental. But the point is, I'm doing better under Trump than Obama. I have leftist acquaintances that have told me, Kevin, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm doing better under Trump. I said, I told you. I knew it would happen. But Tom Arnold, Kathy Lee Griffin, I mean, not Kathy Lee Griffin, Kathy Griffin, got her mixed up with somebody else. George Lopez, Snoop Dogg. You know what Snoop Dogg is doing right now? The Joker's Wild. Have you seen this stupid show? Man, I mean, I'm telling you, if you're a black person watching The Joker's Wild, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. It is horrible. I mean, the previews of it is like being at one of Snoop's parties with a bunch of pimps and prostitutes. I'm not kidding. It's horrible. The show, who he has pictures on to make that show, he's got to have pictures, dirty pictures of an exec. He's blackmailing somebody to be on that show. That's what I'm telling you. It's that bad. You ever seen Snakes on a Plane? Y'all seen Snakes on a Plane? Don't watch Snakes on a Plane. I never watched it. But what they got, that Rotten Tomatoes thing, it's got to be one of the worst shows in Rotten Tomatoes ever. I've never seen it. I never would watch it. Anyway, Tom Arnold, life is in shambles. He confirmed that he's getting a divorce from his wife. And here's what he said. Here's the quote. It's a long time coming. We have been together for almost 11 years and very grateful. I have many good years. I have my children because of my wife. So they were together like 10 years, 11 years, almost 11 years. And he says, it's a long time coming. And we have been together for almost 11 years and very grateful. He's talking as if that's a long time. Like, hey, you know, we lasted quite a while. We lasted over a decade. This is Hollywood. Woo! And, hey, there is some good news. I got my kids. Yeah, I got my kids. He's thankful for his kids. Not thankful for the relationship. Not thankful for anything he's learned or whatever. I'll tell you something. As a grown man, I tell you guys my issues. When I was a kid, I lost my mom, had separation issues. And I could just let people go. And it took a lot of relationships for somebody to go, are you going to stick? You know, are you always just going to be so flippant, like, well, then go. You know, because that's not that person's problem. That's a problem you have, Kevin. People stick it out. Everything's not going to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It took somebody finally saying that to me to go, you're right. It's not your problem. It's my problem. But Tom Arnold, he has no lessons learned. The only thing he got out of it is he got some kids. They said they wed in November of 2009. So, yeah, they're just barely beginning their 11th year. They share a 5-year-old son, Jax, and 3-year-old daughter, Quinn. And he revealed that Ashley had recently moved out of the family home. And the quotes from this guy are amazing. Let me give you this one. He says, she has one life. And she gets to live it exactly the way, the same thing with everybody. And I think it's hard. Yeah, I'll read it again so you can understand. I don't get it. He says, she has one life and she gets to live it exactly the way, the same thing with everybody. And I think it's hard. This is a dude who's on drugs. And this woman got sick of him. And that was it. I'm just giving you my... I'm not Dr. Phil, but I did sleep with Holiday Inn Express. Here's the deal. He goes on to say this. Sometimes in our society, people put things on, especially women. They can feel guilty. And I kept saying, hey, listen, you have done everything. We've been together. You've been amazing. There doesn't have to be a reason. There doesn't have to be a bad guy. And then he continued. He said this. For the last couple of years, couple, 3 years, it's been very unusual in the house. And he finally says this, but my kids and I have a whole life, a wonderful life. It's been telling my wife, it's okay. No, I've been telling my wife, it's okay. Just do whatever you got to do. So she moved out. I'm not laughing at the man's misery. I'm laughing because I see a guy who is jacked up. And do you know the media wanted to make this guy? He's saying Trump is unhinged. And you know who's unhinged? This guy, Tom Arnold, and the media who would dare buy into that whole pathology. They're the ones that are sick. It's Grossman was the actor's fourth wife, but the first one that he had kids with. I bet she's regretting that move. I don't wish Tom Arnold bad luck, but tell you, when you buck Trump, bad luck kind of follows, doesn't it?
See this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
California teachers are striking. Woohoo! Good news for those kids. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. There was an article in The Guardian. It is so worth reading. You want to talk about a cautionary tale for leftism and why I started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org and we are going after academia and this PC culture. I'm about to give you a story that will blow your mind. That's right. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Are you a fan of academia in America, the education system, what I call the miseducation system, because it is the biggest Ponzi scheme and biggest ruse next to climate change. Maybe next to Barack Obama being competent. Maybe next to Hillary Clinton being, should have been president. or maybe next to any of the cast of clowns in the Democratic Party that want to run for president. It's up there with the biggest. Here's how this reads from The Guardian. California once had one of the best funded, most envied public education systems in the United States. When? In the 1950s? Oh, I added that. Now school teachers in Los Angeles who went on strike this week to vent years of frustration say they struggle with overcrowded classrooms and children whose need for academic support, psychological services, and English language coaching outstrips anything they can provide. Now, look, I'll give the teachers a little bit of leeway on this. But what America has done with their education system has made it a catch-all for everything. It's the roadmap to prison. It's the roadmap to dropping out and going on the streets. It's a roadmap to teenage pregnancy. It's a roadmap to crime. You know what I'm saying? It's a roadmap to nothing good. There's very little good that comes out of it. The kids who are going to be studious and study, they have good parents, good, decent backgrounds. They have the inner drive. School is just a directional compass for them. That's all you really need with school. But many other kids need actual hands-on pulling out the genius in them. And schools don't do that. They don't care. And so because they haven't cared, parents don't care. Parents look at school as free daycare, subsidized daycare. They don't care if their kid is psychological, wants to, you know, the kid is killing animals and burning them, you know, lighting cats on fire and stuff. They don't care. Send them to school. School will take care of it. Here's what they go on to say. Many schools do not have a full-time nurse or counselor. In many of the poorer neighborhoods in South L.A. or the northeastern San Fernando Valley, the library opens rarely. Who cares? Nobody goes anyway. All the information these kids need is in the palm of their hands on a smartphone. And they all have them. I was having a conversation with friends of mine the other day. We were talking about what is the power that these kids now carry right in their hands. I mean, you want to talk about the biggest gap between the old generation and the new generation. We are in it. If you have kids right now, okay, let me just put it this way. If you're 40 to 50 years old and you've got kids anywhere, you know, teenage years and into their 20s, you are witnessing the biggest gap in human history between what you went through and what they went through. I mean, think about it. You may even have only had a couple of TV channels. You didn't know what XM radio was. There was no internet. A cell phone was a luxury. Internet, if you had it, would have been a luxury. College would have been something that your parents had to save for, and you would have been lucky to go, and you would have probably had to get a scholarship. I mean, I could go on. From a technological point of view, they have the world at their fingertips. They are the smartest kids in the world by virtue of pushing a few buttons. You know, give me the such and such of this. Explain quantum mechanics. Bam. It's right there. They don't have to know jack. Easy. I mean, don't even talk to me about things they can do with video games and, you know, and all the things that they can play. There's go-karts. There's zip lining. I mean, there's all the stuff we do. You know how we entertained ourselves. We fished. We hunted. Maybe you played putt-putt, you know, or something like that. They got... Don't even get me into the video games, because I'm talking about Atari, where you played that Pong or Space Invaders or Donkey Kong. These kids have 500 games they can play interactively with people all over the world and on and on and on. Simulators, they can learn how to fly on a video game. Learn how to race car drive on a video game. All kinds of things. They can learn skill sets before they ever get out of there. Before they're 12 years old, they can know more than you know in a life new in a lifetime. Just the truth. And you know what? They squandered it all. Full-time nurse, a library. Really? The library opens rarely. Why do they even have a library in school anymore? You want a kid to read a book, all you got to do is download it. They can get it on Kindle. They could get, somebody's probably giving it away. You can certainly get a short synopsis of it. They said janitorial services become so spotty that some teachers have resorted to buying their own cleaning supplies and going over their own classroom with rags and a mop at the end of a long day. Well, it isn't from a lack of funding from us, I'll tell you that. They go on to say this. It's a grim picture affecting a district of more than 500,000 students and 31,000 teachers, and one that seems baffling in a state that remains the unquestioned powerhouse of the American economy. California, get this, has a greater concentration of billionaires and holders of university doctorates than any place on earth. Then why are they the most stupid people on the planet? I just gave you the answer. Because they got all these billionaires who think they know everything, the Tom Steyers of the world. You know, I don't know all of them. Zuckerberg and those guys, but there's a bunch of them, and they think they know it all. They think they know how to govern. They think they know how all the system works. But they go on. Yet, it is also a state of vast inequalities and pervasive poverty. I want you to understand, folks, what I'm telling you. The state that thinks it has all the answers has teachers on strike, kids that can't get educated. They have the biggest diversity between the haves and the have-nots. And I could go on. I told you, the average person in California on welfare, not average, but to be on welfare in California, if you make $135,000 a year, you can be on welfare. That's the cost of living in that godforsaken place that has been ruined by leftism. Even Jerry Brown, the exiting governor, is warning people, look, we've gone too far, California. They go on to say this, the golden age of the late 1950s and early 1960s when the state embarked on a program of spending on schools, universities, freeways, and other urban infrastructure feels painfully distant. You know what their problem was? They spent money on schools and universities. They go on, and the gulf between the rich and poor has grown only wider as a result of bitter ideological warfare over schools, taxes, and property values. Yeah, because you can make well into the hundred thousands of dollars a year and be poor in California. You can be taxed into oblivion, and they will still never have California will never again come close to having the best schools. They say, ask any public policy expert what single factor contributed most to the decline of California schools, and the answer would invariably be the state's retro version of Brexit, a referendum passed in 1978 on a wave of populist anger that was earth-shattering in its impact and has proven enduringly divisive. Proposition 13 drastically cut and capped property taxes and hobbled the ability of California counties, they say, and indirectly the state to raise money for schools and other key social programs. That's not what did it. Prop 13 said, we can't keep raising property taxes in relation to fake real estate values. Because when people's money is all tied up in their houses, you go to California and look at a house, get a 1,300 square foot house somewhere in Hawthorne, California. It's not even nice. It'll cost you $600,000-$700,000. Most people in California get what they call a mother-in-law room. It's a little bitty room that they have to get somebody to move in to help them pay their mortgage. That's how expensive it is. And so compound with that, everything being more expensive, 20 to 30% more than the national average, whether it's gasoline or food, and you ask yourself, how do people survive? The initiative, they say, which passed with close to 65% support, was billed as a grassroots tax revolt against a backdrop of high inflation, rising interest rates, and a perception of out-of-control public spending. A perception? Overnight, the tax revenue available to pay for public schooling was slashed by one-third, forcing the state to step up and make some, but not all, make up for the shortfall. Here's what I will tell you about this. What they don't tell you about what's happening in California is California is its own worst enemy because it isn't, and so is the education system in general. It doesn't look at how to streamline. Nothing. The school system was already in modest decline. California had fallen from 5th in the country per pupil spending in 1965 to 14th. But now the decline accelerated. Within a decade, California was below the national average. It currently ranks 43rd out of 50 in spending per pupil. That's their saving grace. Now what they should be looking for is how do they get their numbers up? Because let me tell you, California schools stink. It didn't matter. It wasn't about money. Leftists always want to make it about money. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the effectiveness of the money that's being spent. And they squandered it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.